everyone to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we can talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I love how we get on here and act like we already didn't have like an hour-long conversation before we even hit fucking record. So now we got to sit and like act like we're hearing shit for the first time. But even though like we've already discussed all my fucking men problems and shit. But hello. We were in the midst of talking about Dreamville before you people interrupted us. Okay.
I know. No,
I'm just kidding. But y'all nosy hoes interrupted us. Shit.
What
for
are
that,
they damn
we, for that
about?
That countdown came down. But what's all right? We're gonna give y'all the best 45 minutes.
I think that was just God like, girl, if you don't get your
wrap it up, because we're gonna be on here all day. That's what God was saying.
All night.
Y'all got 45 minutes because y'all don't wanna pay.
Sure don't.
Welcome. Hello. We're back. Episode 70. Oh shit. I'm just dropping everything. Episode 70, baby. It's like crazy. We've been doing this for all these years and we only have episode 70. That's so funny. One of the things though I do want to say real fast is shout out to that 334 baby, that little influencer who we sent the shirt to. She be wearing our shit and she be tagging us and like, yo, people really be like, I need that shirt. I need you guys to translate that into sales, okay? I need y'all to go to the website and actually buy these damn shirts. I keep saying second quarter. Well, now that I got that baby shower out the way, I'm really about to get like devoted to this damn CSD merch. Yes, because I tell you all the time, like I believe in it so much because I feel like when people see it, they're always like, oh my God, I want it. Like, bitch, buy it. The fuck?
I don't have a lot of trust in people because they say stuff all the time, but then just be saying it.
For sure. But I do want to get it popping and look for different things that we could actually sell and make and just revamp the website and just, I don't know. I'm really going to do it now that I'm a little bit more clearer on my schedule. But anyway, how was the week?
How did the baby shower go?
The baby shower was phenomenal. I fucking did that, okay? Like, hoes be trying to doubt me. Like, I am not Big Mo when it comes to these productions. Not but, Big like, Mo. I'm Big Mo, y'all. For real. So, we had... My friend is pregnant, and I was throwing her baby shower. And literally, it was just a team of one. It was just fucking me. And
just
it was
big
so,
me. No big just, three. Just big, it's just
listen,
big me.
Just, right. That's literally it, right? So it was so fucking expensive. But my thing is, I am not a fan of throwing anything for anybody anymore. Like, I did that in my younger years. And I feel like when it was...
So
I just feel
much.
Like bitches was... Yeah, I did it a lot. I was the girl that planned birthday parties, bridal showers, da-da-da-da. And I feel like it started to become a thing where people were asking me to be a part of things only because they knew that like I would plan shit and get results and do shit right. So I stopped doing that shit because one of the girls, you know, had me fucked up with her wedding. I haven't did that shit, hosted a shit in 2019, but this particular friend is like a really, really good friend, you know, so it was like a no-brainer that I was gonna host her shit. And it's funny, like, I don't know the journey of like pregnancy, but it's funny when she first told me she was pregnant, which was like maybe like, you know, 2 months, 3 months. I think she had this idea of like, yeah, we're going to plan this baby shower together, child. It ain't go like that
hell,
at all.
Hell no. Yeah.
It ain't go like that at fucking all. Because I told her, I was like, girl, just let me do it. And she just was like, no, that's cute. You think you're going to do it all, but I'm going to have a say-so on everything. Baby.
Whole time. It was cute that she thought she was going to do
it. It was
thing.
Cute, right? It was cute. Baby girl sent her little money over and ain't asked a goddamn question since October. All right, ain't ask a question.
Her.
Listen, she hit me up and said, "Hey, is there an agenda?" Baby, ain't ask who I got, what the food, what it look like, what's it like. She said, "This is the theme. Here is the money." That was it. So
be blessed.
Be blessed. And she be telling me all the time. She's like, "I'm so thankful you." She's like, "I'm so thankful you headed up this baby shower." She's like, "Girl, between the doctor visits and." Can't breathe and being tired and da-da. She's like, I just would not have the capacity to do it. So needless to say, like, I threw the baby shower. Our theme was Renaissance and it turned out so pretty. I knew that it would.
You gotta send me some pictures because you know.
I do. I thought you for some reason you did because I made a story about it, put them in my stories. But I hired like a decorator who came out and she like hooked it up with a whole bunch of pictures. She had like all her people come, and it was funny because like I feel like her sister was low-key trying to hate on me a little bit, because her sister was like, well, you have Monica doing everything. Bitch, do you want to do this? Because if you want to do this, like, come
raise
through,
your
like,
hand.
Right. Like, tap the fuck in. Like, you talking about bringing some lemonade, bitch. What part do you want? Because that baby shower was super, super expensive. And, you know, it's not to say, like, that's anything wrong with it. But for me, I feel like if I'm going to attach my name to something, I want it to be quality. I'm not just going to throw no fucking, you know, ghetto baby shower. And I also knew, being realistic, that I didn't have the capacity to actually sit and order shit off of Amazon, figure out table decoration. So I had to outsource that shit because I don't have the time for that. But I'm gonna put everything together, production, everything. And it just turned out so pretty. And she was so happy. She was like crying. And she just was like, this turned out way better than my expectation. Even her sister was just like, oh yeah, it turned out nice. Bitch, what did you think? I'm Big Mo. Like, what? Like, why would you think anything different?
What did you think? Why can't you just say thank you?
No. Like, listen, why would you even think that it was going to, because the day before she was like, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be horrible. Like, why would you say that? Like, why would I even, I don't know. But it was just that everybody, I guess like her family was just so surprised of like how well everything went together. And when I'm in production mode, I'm in production mode. If it's 3 o'clock, we are starting on time, we're ending on time. I have an agenda we're going to follow. I need everybody in their seats. I need everybody's attention. Like, literally, it was like production mode, but it turned out so good, so pretty. And I will never probably host on anybody else's baby shower. I will contribute. You know what I mean? Absolutely, I will contribute. I will put money. I will get my task on the committee. But heading it, I think that was just reserved for her.
Do you do weddings? Because I'm like, oh, I'll hire you.
Right? You know, like, you know what? You should let me be like your day of coordinator. Wedding.
That's what it sounds like. You like, I run a tight ship. Let me do that. I'm like, yes.
Let me do that. Let me be the day of coordinator.
I know you're not
really
gonna let
good
anybody
at it.
Bother me.
Listen, I'm on time. Like, I was literally just telling my friend, I feel like I have a new, like, because so the week before Black Girls Vote had like a commercial shoot, and I was running the production assistant on that with the director who be shooting Just Hilarious's video, Carlos. So I was like his production assistant, and I was like keeping everybody on track. Like, let's go, you guys. All right, baby's on the scene. There's a baby on the scene. All right, quiet on the scene. Take three. Like, literally acting like the fucking production assistant. Like, so I feel like, I know, right? They were like, girl. I was like, she needs makeup. She's a little spotty right here. Like, girl, I was just project managing it. So I told my friend, I was like, I really feel like this could be my calling. Like, I could be like a day of events coordinator. Like, you know, the person who comes in and just makes sure like shit is timely, like everybody's where they need to be. The vendors are here. Like, I really want to do that. I wish there was like a certificate or some shit I could do. But I've been reading up on it, and I'm like, I think this is an avenue that I really am good at. Because I had them motherfuckers like, somebody was taking too long with the mic. I was like, all right, wrap it up. I was in the back. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I do think, you have the personality for that. Because you want to say it like it is. And
just gathering people. And like, I was telling everybody, I need everybody in their seats. Like, and people was just like, okay. And then somebody was like, she's so bossy. Bitch, sit down. The fuck you got to show them around.
That's the other thing. You would like doing it. Like,
yeah, so I really feel like that was my calling. But I did a really good job at the baby shower. And she loved it. And the family loved it. And everybody was just like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. And I was just kind of like, what the fuck? And you know the thing that was interesting to me? Is her people kept being like, Monica, you're such a good friend. And I think that's so weird when people say shit like that. Like,
why?
Because I think like certain shit is just expected. Like, if you fuck with somebody at the level that I fuck with her, it's expected. Like, why would it, you know what I mean? Like, that's how, I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of like expected. Like, why would I not do this for her? And like, she's literally my other half. Like, why would I not? Like, I don't think it makes me a good friend. I think it just makes, I'm just doing what I should be doing. Like, I don't know. It's like being an adult and people being like, I got my own house, my own key, my own da-da-da. Bitch, you're an adult. Like, yeah, you're supposed to have your own home. Yeah, like, you're supposed to have a car. Like, you're supposed to have all of these things. You don't get brownie points for that shit. So for me, it's like, I think everybody just kept saying it, and it just made me feel like y'all don't really have people in y'all life committed to y'all.
Well, like, I don't think everybody has the capacity. And I don't even just mean like, obviously you have a talent for it. But I think people might have the desire to show up, but they just do it in different capacities. So to see like what you did and how it came out, I think that, you know, is what.
And her mom has said, her mom was like, thank you so much. I'm so glad you had the patience to put all of this together. So maybe it's a patience thing, but I also realized that everybody's not planners. Like, no. Everybody's not organizers. Some people are really good at just fucking being the supportive role and showing up with a bucket of chicken. Like, that is really, like, not for facts, real. Like, that is, yeah, people's really, that's people's, that's just what the fuck it is. Because she had another friend who was just like, you know, thanks so much for putting this on. Everything went perfectly. She was like, if it was up to me, she's like, girl, this shit would have been in the backyard. We would have had fucking, we would have been doing Excel sheets for games, like, all of that shit. But it's just kind of like, when you're just committed to somebody, and I like, and I say like a friendship with her, because I'd be real, me and her really, like, it's like a lifetime commitment with us, I feel like, sometimes. Like, when the baby gets here, we're going to take pictures and shit. Like, it's just this crazy obsession with each other, right? So, I feel like, I know, we're so sick, man. We have to another level, right? We go to the maximum. We have, like, matching outfits. Like, we're fucking sick. I'm going to post them on Instagram, and we're going to look like a lesbian couple, but it's fine. That's just my baby. But I feel like when you're committed to people, it's just like, and you could be committed to friends. Like, that's how I feel. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, commitment. And I always tell people, like, friendships is like dating in my mind. Cause people say it's so hard to make friends when you get older, but I don't think that it is. I think people just don't have that same commitment or that same energy that they should have. Like, if you're trying to date, you're going to have that energy.
But I think it's hard for people to date too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to date with intention. Like, so I think it's, people say it's hard to make friends when you get to a certain age because they have a certain expectation of how you should relate to a friend, when in reality they should have that same expectation with somebody that they're dating, right? But they don't. I think a lot of people are not as like vulnerable and honest and raw with their partner, not initially anyway, but I think that's the expectation that they have of friends. And obviously you don't hit it off with people right away, but I think people assume that you should, because like, this is gonna be my friend, like I should be able to tell them like, hey, like I got a yeast infection right now, but they don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of showing up for people who show up for you, you know? So for me, it's like, she's always shown up for me, so it's a no-brainer that I would have done this for her. Now, is there other people in my life who I would do this for? Absolutely fuck no. Like, I'm not doing this shit, but I also realize there are other people in my life who have other people to do this for them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, with your baby shower, they didn't need me. I reached out like, hey, you know, y'all need anything? You need some money? Oh, no, we got it. All right, fuck it. Came with my gift and called it a day, right? But had somebody been like, they tapped me in like, oh yeah, let's all get a committee to go, and I would have happily joined and did that shit. But it wasn't a need for me to come and be like, oh, let me just throw her baby shower, because you got best friends, you got sisters-in-laws, you got sisters, like you got a whole village. Mm-hmm. Some people don't really have that. Like, she has a village, but it's not the type that's gonna have the patience to really throw together a baby shower and shit like that. But I just think some things you do for people, well, relationships that you have, it's just a no fucking brainer. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a no brainer. You know, you fuck with people how they fuck with you. I feel like you should, in a way.
But is that real commitment if you only fuck with people to the level that they fuck with you? Or is it commitment like
with conditions?
I'm locked in. Yeah.
It's commitment with conditions, basically. Because if you wasn't that type of person to me, and I say this because I've always been like the planner of the group. I'm still, in a way, like still the connector of the group. I have to be the one to give the idea of like, hey, let's go to Poconos, and then put it all together, and then everybody's like, yeah, we'll go. Okay, yeah, let's do it. You know, but I'm the one that has to always make that initial move, and I've just accepted that role of being like the connector, the plug. It is what it is. But I feel like you have to, people will take advantage of your gifts. So I feel like, yes, to a certain extent, you have to kind of fuck with people with conditions, like boundaries. Because if not, like, you know, like I said, I was the one who was always a planner. And I feel like people started taking advantage of that gift. People started using that gift to their advantage, not necessarily wanting me in the mix, but wanting my gift in the mix. You know what I mean? Like, I just was collateral with it. I just came with it. It was just like, well, we don't fuck with Monica, but she's good at this, so we gonna throw her in there. Like, nah, bitch.
Yeah, no, that's a no.
So that's when, yeah, so that I'm saying, so that's when you have to shift and, you know, make them adjustments of being like, yeah, we, shit gotta be conditioned. We got conditions now.
So, but are those for all relationships, or are those for those people that you know are going to like take advantage of the situation? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think everybody is like that. There are some people that, like, if you give them an inch, they're gonna take a mile, right? But I don't think everybody is that way.
No,
but they still getting penalized too.
No, I mean, I think there's levels to commitment. You know what I mean? Like, within anything, with any type of relationship, it's levels to this commitment. And I think when you have that person who fucks with you and you fuck with them, and you know, like, you know, if you was down to your last, like, they would show up and they would, you know, whatever, never miss a birthday, whatever. I think you put that effort. And I just, in this specific situation with my friend Hannah, like, she has literally been with me through so much. You know what I mean? Like, she to me is like my safe space. And I appreciate that, because I don't really, like, I'm not really emotional or cry with, like, a lot of places. But if, like, if it's one place that I know that if I needed to, you know, be vulnerable and cry and all of that shit, I only have two people in my life who I ever would go to, you know what I mean, like, be that way with them. And she's one of that. And I don't think she realizes how important that is to a thug like me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not the type of person that's like gonna cry in front of people, but it's like I'll cuss everybody out and then I'll call her and cry, you know? And it's like, and I'm grateful to have that space, and I'm grateful that she provides that space for me. So
I'm glad that you anything, have that space as well.
Yeah. So anything with that is like, it's just like a no brainer. It's just like a no brainer. And I don't know. I think it's interesting. People just like, you're such a good friend. Like, nigga, I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Like, this is what you do. And I just realized you don't have people in your life who fuck with you. And I hate that for you. I'm serious. I hate that for you.
Well, and maybe this shit would look normal. And maybe that's what it is. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, they are so like blown away because like they don't know.
It's like dating. It's literally like when you get a man who's just doing the nicest regular shit to you, and you're so blown away. And it's like, nigga, he said thank you after you brought him food. Like, that's normal.
Listen.
Like, that's a normal bare minimum basic. Feels like
so good to be in a relationship with somebody that you know, contributes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not used to that. And he was right. Like, what? I'm like, I just
you was over there. Yeah, you was over there, big Keita. Whole team on your back. So yeah, like,
ma'am, listen.
It's just it's interesting though, but I think that, you know, that all boils down to just commitment, and people be just fucking weirdos. But to pause that, because how was your week? We just jumped into that.
We got into it. It was good. It was my bae's birthday, so we went out to Dreamville. I know you are a Dreamville vet. Now I got my stripes.
I love Dreamville.
It was a good time. I was telling you earlier that I wasn't prepared for the weather change. I feel like when you say it was hot, like, but it was like rainy or something too.
Nah, I think the days we went, it was hot during the day, and then like at night it got like colder. But we was already like bundled. Like, we already had like, I don't know.
That's why you was hot
both nights. Yeah. Like we had like our hoodies and stuff on already, and we just kind of took them off during the day. But it was like, it was hot and it was cold. Yeah, it was definitely up and down. And that airport is fucking terrible.
It's so little.
It's so fucking little. If it wasn't for pre-check, me and him would have never, because I think the airport is like an hour away though from where we flew into for some reason. Well, I don't know where we didn't fly into Raleigh. No, I think we may have flown and flew into another place, but it was like an hour and some change drive. So we barely made it back. We barely made it to the airport. And then when we got there, the shit was down the line. But I just so happened to have TSA pre-check. So I had told them,
I just so happened.
Listen, so he didn't have TSA pre-check. So I was just like, look, our flight is coming you know, we're on the same reservation. Can he come with me? And they was just like, yes, but he's going to have to take off his. And we was like, whatever you need, we will do it. And we barely made that flight, but we made that bitch. But
I'm trying to figure out what airport y'all flew into.
I think we flew into like, was it Greensboro? We had like an hour or so drive for sure.
Oh, I feel like it might be, you know, the area Dante's from is like 2 hours from Raleigh and they have like the smallest airport. We don't even fly into that airport. We always fly into Raleigh and then drive to where he's from. I don't know.
But did you like the performances and stuff? Did you guys get merch? You got to get the matching shirts.
We got some merch. There is this Letterman jacket that they had that I really want, but I refuse. It's $175. And I'm like, I don't know. But I know it got leather on it. So I don't know. But we got a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, 2 other bandanas that they had. Dante got a hat. We got some expensive ass food while we were there.
Yes, food is dumbass expensive. And they all served the fucking chicken tenders. Like, go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, this year, I got some chicken wings. Then they had these like jerk chicken egg rolls, fire. And they had Cousin's Maine lobster out there. So got a lobster roll one day. And I had some fried Oreos. Them things was so good.
That's probably about 200 right there.
Yep. All together across both days, it was probably like $200 just on food.
Yeah,
sick.
And did they even have real alcohol? Because I feel like the last time we went, they didn't. They had like a beer or some shit. They just had beers.
Get a drink one day. No, they had like margaritas. They had a Henny margarita. They had real alcohol there.
I know they had some canned shit too, and like a Bacardi.
They had good. Well, I'm not gonna say they had bad sponsors last year, but they had a lot of good sponsors this year. So I think they might have been able to step up the alcohol.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to go next year for sure.
But the best performance was probably J. Cole. We didn't even stay the whole part of his because we were trying to like avoid the crowd because we're old. But I enjoy J. Cole. He brought out Jeremiah. He brought out Black. He brought out Lil Durk. And I feel like he brought out somebody
Six
else.
Black.
Yeah, Six Black. Black.
They got a song together?
Yeah, Pretty Little Fears. And then, so each time he brought out somebody, they performed a song they had together, then he let them do like one of their songs by themselves. Like, so Jeremiah was actually, he performed the day before, but we missed his set because wasn't checking for him. But it was cool to like, we still got to see him. Saw Monica, but like they were having like sound issues, man. So her performance was like hella delayed and she could only do like 4 songs. And then that same stage that she was it wasn't even the stage that she performed on. The other stage that J. Cole was performing on later, this artist named Rima, he has a song with Afrobeats.
Yeah.
Girl. The sound was all messed up for his performance. Yeah, he was pissed.
He
was so mad.
Damn.
Like,
come on,
he didn't even finish his set. He just walked off.
Damn.
I was like, oh, you mad, huh? And then 50 was on Saturday. He was straight. He just old as hell.
But I love Dreamville.
I'm sad because, you know, I've been off social media. So when everything first came out, they emailed the set list, or not the set list, the artist lineup. And so I was like, oh, Chris Brown, I'm hyped, blah, blah, blah. Girl, I didn't even realize Chris Brown wasn't coming no more until Friday night. Somebody was like, oh, how you feel about Chris Brown not coming? I'm like, wait, what?
What happened?
I don't know exactly. I'm still trying to figure it out. Somebody knows. I gotta do some more like Google searches. Somebody
It was supposed to be Chris Brown and SZA
and Money Long. No, I think SZA replaced Chris Brown. I think 50 Cent and SZA replaced Money Long and Chris Brown. I ain't give a damn about seeing Money Long. No shade to her at all.
Jeezy was there.
Oh yeah, saw Jeezy. Jeezy was looking good.
Was I? I'm trying to see what the new one was. Huh. Yeah, I'm definitely in that bitch next year. It just so happened that the baby shower was literally the same day. I was like, no. But they like when you buy the tickets ahead of time. Is that what y'all did? Did y'all buy the tickets ahead of time? And without knowing who the people was? Oh, they had Earth Gang there again. Yeah, I like the fashion that that people be wearing there, too. That's why I like going. And the photo ops. I think their photo ops is better. It just was like a little more contained. Oh, I see this Versity jacket. Oh, no, that's Reem. Who is Reem? Oh, that's Dream. Oh, the green. That was cute. With the butterflies. Dreamville Festival and the sweater.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. They have such good merch.
Yeah, I love that.
I probably won't go back to Dreamville. I want to go to some other festivals. But now I know, like, how to prepare myself, because I've only been to one music fest and it's just hot, like all day.
I've been to a few. You know, they had Broccoli City up here. I'm not a fan of Broccoli City, but they did move Broccoli City this year.
Why?
I don't, you know, first of all, last year, the year before when I went, it was cold as hell and it was raining. And then, like, you can't bring no chairs or nothing in there, so they just want you to sit, stand. They didn't have no real, like, installations, like, nothing really to take pictures with. Like, they have food and shit, but it just wasn't a vibe. It was like your feet hurted. You're just standing on this damn concrete all damn day.
Oh, it's not on grass.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, it's not grass. It's concrete, so your feet is hurting. You can't sit down nowhere. You can sit down on the ground, but then the ground is wet. And it was just cold. It was miserable. We couldn't get no ride back. The Uber took forever. Like, it was just, it was not a fun experience. And I was like, yeah, I'll never go here. It was just very low budget. But this year they moved it to the Audi Field, which I think is like the Redskins or whoever the hell they are. It's a little arena or whatever,
oh,
I think.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And Landover.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's them. But they moved it to there, and I guess now you can get, you can either sit in the stadium seats or you can like get on the grass. So I'm kind of like, that doesn't really seem too bad now, like, but I don't know. I've been to Made in America, been to Dreamville. I've been to a few other places I just can't think of, but yeah, I love a good, I just love it. If I love the vibe, like I love the vibe of Dreamville. I think that's why it's my favorite one. I love the vibe of Dreamville where you can just sit on the grass, just listen to the music, vibe out. Like when I went, I had such a good time with that demon, you know, like it was so,
what's wrong with you?
I had such a good time. Like I was so grateful that he bought us, you know, bought us tickets and we went there and it was just a vibe. And I just always wanted to go back. Like I was just so grateful that, you know, to experience it.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, but I want to experience. I really want to go to Made in America and see what that's about. And then there was another one where I said, oh, I want to go to Something in the Water.
Oh, yeah. Something in the Water. They just be so expensive now.
Yeah. And after Dreamville, I'm like, maybe I'm not built for Coachella because I know it get cold.
Yeah,
out
I ain't
there.
Built for Coachella at all because I'm not built for and all that dust and all that damn sleeping in the grass. I'm not doing none of that shit. Fuck that shit. But that's good. I'm glad y'all went. I'm glad y'all had a good time.
We did.
We had a good birthday and shit. That's
he
cute.
Did. We like Riley a lot. We spend a lot of time out here, so it was good.
Yeah. That's good. Well, jumping back to what the hell I had to talk about.
Yeah. So you brought up the demon, so it made me think, like, so when you're dating, how do you like discern the right commitment level or when it's time to commit?
I think these niggas don't even be having homes. So it's just showing that they can't commit to shit. Like my nigga, you 37 and you don't got a lease. You got commitment issues. That's the number one red flag. If you, you don't got no list, you don't got no lease and you don't got no health insurance. So you can't even commit to money being taken out your payroll pre-taxes every like nah fuck that shit nah but I do think that I think this is and you know what's so funny is that I always feel like you know how like when you date somebody and then you get to a point with them and you ask them like what we are I feel like 9 times out of 10 when if you have to ask that you already know what the vibe is like I've never had to ask a man like what are we because I feel like I know my nigga like you ain't making no commitment you ain't talking about nothing when you speaking you just saying you not saying we like you can tell, like, I can tell, like, you can sense it, basically. So I've always been curious of, like, why women ask that question versus kind of just, like, reading the room and knowing that if they wanted to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do, they it would have kind of, you know, happened at that point. But I've never had to ask a man that. But I also think, again, I'm like fucking the poster girl for broken pussy over here, because I don't even give a fuck about these niggas for real. And I barely wanted to be in a relationship. I don't even want kids. Don't even really care about getting married. Like, all of that shit. So I feel like I'm may not be the right spokesperson for it. But I do feel like my idea of, like, commitment has shifted over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily in this space now where I'm looking for a commitment. I'm just looking to experience somebody. You know what I mean? I'm looking to, like, if you want to be here and you're like, oh, I like her vibe, I like your vibe, let's experience this shit together. Let's experience it. And whatever it will become is what it will become. And I realize even with that approach, there's flaws in it, because it does get to a point where shit gets muddy when you still are like, huh, well, technically I'm single, I can do X, Y, and Z. But then they like, well, why would you do X, Y, and Z when you got me? And it's like, well, you're not my man. But then they like, well, we together, but we not, you know, it gets muddy after a while. So I'm just all about experiencing people. I just want to find somebody who wants to just experience each other, and we just do that shit, and we just have a good time and just enjoy each other's company. And I'm a firm believer that not everybody you date, you don't have to have a commitment to them. That's why these bitches, here's my last friend, these bitches Chavez and Drea, like, they get pregnant with everybody they date. And in my mind, I be thinking, like, y'all bitches just can't date a little bit. Like, maybe why are they pregnant by everybody?
They don't believe in birth control.
But why do they got, like, this is her third baby daddy, and that's no shade, no tea, like, because, you know, my mom got three baby daddies, so I could never. But I'm just be thinking, like, y'all just can't date for a little bit? Just be, like, boyfriend and girlfriend? Why do y'all just, you know, skip the whole thing and just go straight to baby mama? Like, I don't know. It just seems so weird to me that it's like you can really date somebody without having a baby by them.
I mean, yeah, but maybe, which is, I'm just, you know, spitballing here. Maybe they don't think having a baby is like a commitment, which is crazy because it's the committed is commitment.
The most commit, yeah, it's like the most committed shit. Like, marriage would seem easier.
Yeah.
Than fucking. Yeah. Willing to have a baby. I've never understood, like, you're willing to have a baby by somebody, but you're not gonna get married to them yet. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, the baby is a bigger commitment than marriage in my
Maybe they just feel like they could do it on their own.
And maybe that's what it is. And maybe it's different because this is from a broke person's perspective versus somebody with some money. So maybe it's different. Like, when you got all this money, you just like, fuck it. Yeah, let's pop these babies out. Like, shit, we can buy a baby at this point. Like, maybe it's a different type of vibe. But
again, that's flawed thinking, though, because babies need more than money.
They do. I mean, but again, it's like the different levels are the mice. The ideas behind commitment. It's like, I'm willing to, and I guess everybody's not even willing participants when it comes to babies. Like, it seems like they just may just happen. You know what I mean? To some people. So maybe it's not like, I'm willing to commit to have this baby with you, but not to be married to you. But also, everybody doesn't want to get married. So it's a lot of nuances in it, but I do feel like commitment is... It's a tricky fucking subject. It's a slippery slope, you know, because commitment looks different for everybody. And 9 times out of 10, you know what the vibes is. You just asking for reassurance to your thoughts.
You think so?
But you know that nigga don't want to be, ain't gonna commit to you, because if he wanted to, he would have.
I really think men don't be knowing stuff, though.
I think men also have different motivations. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that they don't really see, it's just kind of like, oh, well, we live together, we're doing this together. Like, what is, you know, shit, what's the rush? We already doing everything, you know, we already doing. So I think that they have different perspectives when it comes to, like, committing. But you do. But I think the thing that always boggles me is, like, when you meet these men who like to act like they in a relationship, but they don't want to call it a relationship. I think that's always weird to me, because I feel like I've been in those situations a lot of times with men who don't necessarily want to call this thing a thing, but they want me to operate as if this thing is a thing. You know what I mean? And then when I realized, like, hey, I'm single, actually, I could be outside, then that's when all hell breaks loose. So, like, well, how dare you? And it's like, nigga, we not together. Like, what?
So, knowing what your idea of commitment is, right, versus what you're saying you have experienced before, which I've also experienced, I'm sure many women and maybe men, sure, don't want to leave y'all out, experience, like, how do you handle that now? Like, if somebody's like, yo, they're not like on paper committing, but they have all these expectations, like, how do you respond to that?
I think now I've been much more intentional with my time when I'm dating these men, and I kind of already set the tone in the beginning of, like, if we are not together, we are not together. And I just want to be very clear, like, you know what I mean? I know you get into this shit and we get comfortable, but if you are out on a date with another bitch, I cannot say nothing about it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't feel no type of way because we're not together. And I just always, and I also don't let these niggas hit raw. Like, that's the thing too. You can't be not committed to these niggas and letting these niggas hit you raw.
Only person that somebody's having sex with, I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, like, nah, like, fuck that. You don't get that. You can't do that. Because I feel like that's such a privilege to just, like, be able to have unprotected sex with somebody. It's a privilege. Like, I'm really allowing your energy to penetrate, you know what I mean, this fucking goddess of a body. Like, it's just a lot. It's a lot of access. And I just don't think that you should have that. So for me now, I think I'm very intentional, and I'm very just kind of like, I say up front of, like, hey, we are not together. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. And under no circumstances do I want us to think we're together. We're experiencing each other. Sure. Hey, you my boo, you my baby. But at the end of the day, we're not together. If we're not together, we're not together. And that's just how I like to live with it, because people will get comfortable because they're familiar with, you know, you. So they'll get comfortable in the situation, but not necessarily, like, want to be for real, for real. And I don't like that.
Yeah, no. I'm not. Well, clearly I'm not doing it anymore, but I don't subscribe to that. I don't see it. And even in committed relationships, I think it's important to be very clear on what, like, our commitment means. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
no, you can't be having conversations with these types of people after this time. Like, yes, everyone needs to know exactly who I am in your life. Like,
yeah,
ain't no new friends that ain't our friends. You know, like,
yeah. Like, no, you're not going to fucking help your best friend move and do all of the other shit. Like, nah, we're not doing that shit. Cut that, like, shit out.
Like, you mean our best friend? Like, we'll both be there.
Right. Like, cut it all the fuck out. So, I think but it's hard, though. It's hard because I just feel like people ain't committed to them damn selves. You know how many people be on Instagram talking about I'm bigging their back and they ain't do that shit? But is commitment and discipline the same? I guess maybe it's different.
I think discipline informs commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard. And I also think that, like, trauma and just societal rules and shit, I think that all plays a part in, like, people being afraid to commit. I think a lot of times, even with men, I think people always think they have to be at a certain level to do a certain thing. Right? Mm-hmm, like, oh, mm-hmm. I can't be in a relationship until I have X, Y, and Z. And it's kind of like, nah, nigga, but you in a relationship this whole time. So you might as well just do the thing, you know? Like,
and she wasn't asking for you to do that, to be with her. Like, you making barriers of entry for yourself.
Yeah. And because that wasn't even a requirement or a thought process of hers. Like, you made that shit up yourself. You stupid. Put that shit on it, but it's just, I don't know. And I think now, like, it's funny because I was actually listening to the news yesterday and they said that, like, 62% of, like, high school students diagnose themselves with mental illnesses based off of Instagram. So they said, like, these children are, like, basically using Instagram as, like, their web MD. you know, like their source to go to be like, oh my God, I get anxiety. And I can see that happening because Instagram has created, our social media has created a space where everybody's an expert. You know what I mean? Like everybody's a fucking expert. And it gets me and it annoys me because you'll see things like people on there will call themselves chefs, but they've never gone to culinary school. Oh, and like I've had boy. This conversation before. Yeah, I've had this conversation before where I feel like it muddies down the real from the fake, or like the people who are actually certified and putting their all into these industries, because you can just get on there and just provide this tax information like you're a fucking CPA and the whole time like you're not, you know, like, but nobody's here to fact check that, but everybody's an expert. So I completely see how these children are getting on Instagram and diagnosing themselves with anxiety and, you know, depression and all of that shit. Like, I get it.
It's hard. They definitely got anxiety.
But that was my point of saying, is that I feel like a lot of this commitment shit is trauma too. You know what I mean? It's showing up. It's showing up in a way of like past trauma that's not unhealed, because I think we've just been ingrained to kind of always have to have this like certain status, this certain thing to be this certain thing. You know what I mean? And it's never just like, okay, what you are, who you are, what you have is good enough, and you can do this at the same time, even though you don't feel like you're qualified. Nah, that's not how we work. We gotta be fucking, I want to get my money right before I get in a relationship. Nigga, but we dating now and you broke. And it's fine.
And like, I'm fine. I don't
understand it. Yeah, like we make and do. Like, I'm confused of why you feel like this. So I think a lot of times people just be scared of like the idea of, and I think it's just a lot of internal shit of maybe not feeling like you can live up to the expectation, but you've already been living up to it. So I don't know.
Now that you mention it, like, social media has really screwed
stuff up. This generation is fucked up. Like, seriously. Like, social media, and I, you know, I am quick to, like, because I think my ex was like a narcissist. And I'd be so skeptical because I understand that, like, we have so much access to shit now on Instagram that it's able for us to read things and just apply them to all situations. And I know that even with mental health illnesses, like, that should not be diagnosed via Instagram. That should be diagnosed by, you know, like, a clinical or a real licensed person. But sometimes the shoe be fucking fitting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes on these Instagram posts and these Instagram shit, that shit be fitting. And it's just like, look, these are the signs that this person is exhibiting, so this is what I'm going to call them. Like, the fuck? So, yeah, social media has definitely changed a lot of people's perception of relationships, life, style, like, just everything. Like, why be committed when you can go be with a video vixen
that don't want you, though, you know? Right. And like, you don't know what they are, as y'all love to say, bringing to the table, but you want it just because it looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it's created a sense of false reality for sure for some people who really buy into it. And that's why, like, I just was telling you before this, like, I can't date no more social media niggas. I cannot date another Baltimore social media nigga. Like, I cannot. Like, fucking ship me up and take me out, because I cannot date another nigga who just uses social media as their ego booster to make them feel cool, or, you know, like, nigga, go to hell. Because in real life, you don't have a home. In the real life, you're in an Uber. Like, so shut up. But I don't know. I don't think that I think, you know, what's so funny is I think, like, some people always ask me, like, oh, do you want to get married? I think it's so hard to even think about that type of shit when it's just hard getting to step one with a nigga. Yeah. It's hard getting this nigga to even commit to this relationship. How can I sit here and think about having the kids and family and all of that shit, and we can't even get to the basics? We can't even get to step one. The fuck? No, I'm not thinking about getting married and having the kids when I can't even get a nigga to fucking act right. It's just hard out here.
That's, yeah.
But again, commitment looks different for everybody. So don't take, you know, the commitment of like one size fits all. But also, commitment shows up in different areas of your life. It's not all just about relationships.
Or romantic relationships.
Yeah, about being romantic. Being committed is being committed in a lot of different areas in your life. And I think we struggle across the board. Like, people are not committed to working out. You know, and people don't be committed to paying their bills. Like,
that shit is hard. I mean, well, paying your bills and working out is hard. But I was talking about working out. But I think it's all about, like, the biggest piece of commitment is knowing your why. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you have to have some type of motivation to hook you into, like, sticking to it, whatever it is.
You have to be engaged. I mean, that's for sure. You have to be engaged. And we was just trying to talk about this in Black Girls Vote, because, you know, in Black Girls Vote, we're all on the leadership team. But yet so many people are, like, not engaged when it comes to certain things with Black Girls Vote. You know, like, it's hard getting people on the leadership team to come out to support certain events, or everybody will be on board to do X, Y, and Z. And then when it's time to come, they disappear. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like it may just be a case of maybe life is life. But it also could be a case of commitment, you know, of, like, how invested in this are you? Because if you are truly committed, you're going to show up come hell or high water. You know? So, I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting take, and it's an interesting how, like, commitment level can vary based upon, like, what it's being used for in your life. You get, like, if, like, because, like, I'm saying, like, if you're, like, you have the commitment to the gym, you have the commitment to, you know, your friends, the commitment to your relationship, the commitment to fucking read a book each day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just different how, like, the usage of, like, commitment can be played throughout your life. And, like, in some areas it's okay for you not to be committed, and in other areas it's not okay for you to not be committed. Like, if you didn't want to read that book, you cannot read that book, and that'd be fine.
Yeah, it's all about prioritizing, like, what is actually important to you. Like,
it's all about being a fucking good person and being committed.
At the end of the day, that's what it, like.
Being committed, you little whores.
Well, not you guys. Nobody's being a whore.
Not you guys. But yeah, let's make it official. We ain't getting no younger, baby. You can be committed at any age, though, y'all. Don't feel like y'all on a time clock, too. I hate that. I hate how people just make you feel like, you know, you're on a time clock to do whatever. Like, man, life begins whenever you want it to begin.
That's like,
it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, oh, you got to get married by 30. Man, I'm fucking 35, and I don't even know what I'm about to eat for dinner tonight. Like,
no, that's a problem. But
anyway. Did we hit all those questions on the sheet? I don't even be having the sheet that we have. We try to be organized.
It's the same one.
It's the drive. I know. I can't see. We didn't have
questions for this one. So.
Oh, we just had a topic we were going to talk about, which is commitment. But was it just relationships? Was it specifically to relationships?
No, it was not.
It wasn't? Okay.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say. It just says commitments and levels of commitment, what stops people from committing. But I love the fact that you brought up commitment to self. I think that's a big
one. Yes, because you got to hold you down, y'all. Y'all got to hold you down. You got to be committed to yourself. Like, I always say, like, you know, if you got to bet on anybody, you can always bet on me, because I'm going to do what the fuck I say I'm going to do.
And that's on period.
Yeah, like, for sure. You got to be committed to yourself. And I think when you're committed to yourself, everything else, like, kind of falls into play, right? Because, like, commitment is, like, the strongest boundary you could damn near have. So, not you yawning.
Why can you let me do that in peace?
Why not you yawning?
It's almost 9:00.
You wasn't even committed to that yawn, because you ain't even see it all the way through.
Because you called me out.
We about to wrap up anyway. You got to be committed to yourself, though. That's first and foremost. That's first and foremost, you know?
I'm not you know what's so funny?
I went to No, yesterday, sidebar, yesterday I went to a high school and they did the Pledge of Allegiance. And I was just like, we still do this shit?
Yeah, we still do
it. Like, it was just crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, they was like, please rise, and I was just like, oh my God, I have not did this shit in years. And my co-lead my lead on my team is actually a principal. And she was like, we do this every day still. I was just like, that's wild. I have not been in school in that long.
I'm not like, just saying that's wild.
That's so wild. It just was like such a crazy feeling being back in high school and having to stand up to do that shit. And I'm just like,
wow. Ew, you did it?
Yeah, I stood up and was like, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
No fucking way. Y'all not getting me.
It was just kind of like, it just took me back. I was just like, wow, what a moment to feel old.
Yeah, you is old as hell.
Right? Like, it's crazy.
Like, wait, we do this?
We still do this shit? I thought this shit would have been, like, digital now or some shit. Maybe a video or a fucking, I don't know, would have been just
I don't even want you to explain. I don't even want you to explain.
I don't know, child, but I just thought maybe it was just a different thing. But, yeah, I did that because I had to work this event. Oh, I have a Starburst over here.
Anyway, all right. Monica has entered her ADD space, and you are talking about some Starburst. Ooh,
I did have Starburst because I know I'm hungry. But yeah, she's tired, y'all. So we gonna wrap this tired. Shit up. I'm kind of tired too, though.
See,
I know my sleep has not been good because these niggas been stressing me out. I ain't committed to them.
You still gotta get your back blown.
I mean, that's all I'm trying to work on. But they trying to work against me.
Maybe it's them God devils. Working for you. All things I think are it's working God, for your good.
No, I think it's God telling me that, like, I know who my soulmate is and I need to just be patient.
Is it who you been saying who it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been patient.
I mean, yeah. That nigga probably still somewhere in Colombia healing from his fucking BBL. Shit, this rake.
Anyway, let's move on because you're doing too much. You're just doing too much.
Anyway.
Monica, when we think about chicken, sex, and degrees, chicken being nourishment, sex being...
pleasure.
Damn, pleasure.
Degrees being achievement or accomplishment. What is it that you need today? Yep. Well, you know what I need today? I actually need some nourishment because I'm feeling so fucking tired these past couple days. And I think like that baby shower, babe, when I tell you that baby shower took me the fuck out because I had to wake up at 6 a.m. to get my makeup done at 7, to pick up the treats at 8, to drive an hour and a half, drive to get to the venue by 10. Like, I didn't get home until like 8:30. Baby, I was done. And I feel like I had a hangover because it's taken me like 3 days to recover and I'm still not recovered. And that's how, like, yo, I'm washed. Like, I'm fucking washed because I'm just so tired. So today I was just so lethargic. I've just been so tired. Like, I gotta get it together. I gotta get it together. So I need some type of fucking nourishment. What about you?
I need degrees. No, I really wanted to say sex. That's why I started smiling.
Oh, yeah. Like always.
Yeah, just, you know, clearly I've been having a good time in general, but let the good times roll. Le bon temps roule. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. What was I about to say? I have one more thing that I was going to say, but I don't remember. Oh, did you see this Missy Elliott and Ciara and Timberland going on tour?
Yeah.
I low-key want to see that. Because I always thought to myself, I was like, yo, Ciara has never gone on tour.
No.
She's never gone on tour. She's never gone on tour. Missy's never gone on tour. This is her first, headlining. I could have did without Buster, but I like the little promos they've been making. And I'm actually like, low-key, I want to go to this.
Like, I haven't even seen no promos. But I mean, clearly, I'm not online. Whatever. I'll look it up, though.
They had some cute little promo videos.
I think it'll be good. I'm excited for Ciara because she back outside already. I'm like, go off, girl.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show. She probably going to open and then Buster and then probably Missy. Maybe they'll switch out too, though. But yeah, I'm actually really excited about that. I still want to go to the Usher concert, but...
Oh, yeah.
I got to do that. My funds together because that baby shower... took me out, y'all. But I guess it's time
out there.
I think he's coming August 1st, I'd want to say.
Okay.
I think so. So I don't, I think whatever those days, my friend was talking about coming to Atlanta, but that's just going to be too OD. Yeah. I don't know if I'm, I don't know if I'm in the mood for that shit, but
cause you know, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, but I got to figure it out. But anyway, all right, Monica, guess what time it is? Oh, I don't know what time it is. What time it is? You know what time it is. Oh my God. Is it time for the last bite? The last bite? The last bite for you? This is my last bite. I just did all this. I'm taking over because Makita's tired. She's like, I'm ready to go. I'm kind of tired too.
I'm also really. So thrown off by you. Having that whole moment with yourself. Yeah.
This is what I got to say about this shit. Like, sometimes when you be feeling other people's like emotions, or maybe not emotions, but feel like scared of conflict, that shit can show up as like anxiety. And for some reason, I feel like I'm not scared of conflict, but I feel like people just be getting on my nerves and it just be giving me like anxiety. And then when I get anxiety, it's just been literally like paralyzing anxiety where I don't feel like doing anything else. So I be having to take like deep breaths and just being like, okay, Monica, push through this shit. Fuck these niggas, fuck these hoes, fuck these bitches, and like continue to, you know, push through and go what the fuck I want to do. But I be noticing like it be fucking up, like when something's just not right. And I don't necessarily say like it's like a conflict or an issue, but it's like when something's not right within a situation or something was like a tense, like it be really fucking with me. So I feel like if you get into them spaces, you got to continue to kind of push through and not just sit and like sit in those feelings. You got to push that shit through. And I've been trying to do better at remembering to like push through the fucking feeling that I be having in my gut, you know, be keeping me up at night, not letting me sleep and shit like that. And sometimes it helps when you just talk bad about the person in your head. It really, no, it do. Somebody pisses you off, sometimes it makes me feel better when I just be like, man, fuck them. They ain't shit. That's why they ugly. And that's why they can't dress. Like when you say stuff like that, it makes you feel better. Even if it's not necessarily true, but it does make you feel better about the moment. And I think it helps you push through. At least that's what it helps me push through. Okay.
All right. The views of Monica do not necessarily align with.
I'm just sharing what helps me. Because I've been like really, I feel like sometimes like I just be getting so much anxiety. I don't get a lot of anxiety, but I feel like when it's in certain situations, like if I get into it with somebody of some, you know, or if it's just a little exchange that pisses me off, it just fucks my whole day up. But I have to keep remembering to like, you know, not let that fuck my day up. And the only way that I can remember to not fuck my day up is just like talking bad about them in my mind. That's what helps me. Like it helps me calm down and not have to be so like, you know, anxious and shit like that. It just be like, they ain't shit anyway, you know?
Yeah. All right. I mean, I'm not mad at
that's
it.
That's my coping mechanism. That's what I do. So try it. Try it. You know, you'll feel better. You'll hype yourself up to believe like, you know, you aren't the issue. You very may well be the issue, but at the moment, yeah, you'll feel better.
Like, let's also reflect
on twisted something. Reality.
Yeah.
Twisted reality.
I'm not mad at that. Better them than you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because somebody got to go down.
Yeah.
Well.
Cause I'm gonna be me, bitch. Turn on myself, like, dang, why you do that? Why you ain't do this?
Right. So. Yep.
All right. Respect. Well, thank you for that, Monica. We do appreciate your truth here at Chicken Sex Degrees and your vulnerability. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank y'all for tuning in for this episode of Chicken Sex and Degrees. If you like what you heard and you want to talk to us some more, you can hit us up on Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees. You can also send us a message or an email, as the kids call them, chickensexdegrees@gmail.com. Buy some merch at www.chickensexdegrees.com and rate, review, subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can find us there, dog. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica, y'all. That was a very sleepy outro, but thank y'all for listening to us. Bye!